There's blood and glory on the ice in the NHL Finals. The New Jersey Devils are up 3-2 against the Anaheim Mighty Ducks in their quest for the Stanley Cup. And there's squeaky sneakers on the hardwoods. New Jersey's Nets have evened things up in basketball's championship finals, defeating the San Antonio Spurs last night in the second game of the playoffs. But the headlines are really on the diamond, with Chicago Cubs slugger Sammy Sosa corked, busted, and suspended. Ron Rappaport joins us now. He's Weekend Edition sports commentator and is in our Chicago bureau. Ron, hi.
Hi, Linda.
Ron, ESPN has spent days on Sammy Sosa just when the Stanley Cup race, for example, is getting pretty good.
Well, Linda, it's good to see them finally scoring some goals in that series. Poor Anaheim. It gets three goals Thursday night. That would have been enough to win every other game of the series or send it into overtime. And it loses its last game by three goals, 6-3. The Ducks do have the home ice advantage tonight. The home team has won every game in the series so far. But if New Jersey has finally learned how to put the puck in the net, Linda, in what has been a series dominated by the goaltender, they're going to be hard to beat. Right now, I'm looking for it to go seven games, though.
But the Sosa story is really gripping. I mean, you have someone who is genuinely admired, caught with a performance-enhancing bat.
They just released the Q ratings, Linda, those numbers that measure the popularity of public figures. Sammy was at the top of baseball's list. So it's sort of like finding out that Santa Claus is an axe murderer. You know, but I find this amazing outrage to be kind of amusing. Cheating in baseball? How long has this been going on? Linda, in the 1951 National League playoffs, which ended with Bobby Thompson's famous shot heard round the world, the Giants were stealing the Dodgers' signs. When Norm Cash won the American League batting average in 1961 with an average of .361, 90 points higher than he ever hit again, he later said he used a cork bat the entire season. Linda, I got a million of them.
So do you believe Sammy Sosa, though, when he said that he didn't mean to do it?
That he inadvertently grabbed the wrong bat?
Yeah.
Not really. I guess not. Although they have been x-raying a lot of his other bats, including some in the Hall of Fame, which I just find to be rich. And so far, they haven't found any other cork in any of his famous bats. Look, he broke the rules. He got caught. He's been suspended. This has happened countless times before. I'll bet there are hitters in the big leagues right now today using cork bats. It's going to happen again. I'm not defending Sosa. It's just that this idea that somehow he has brought the game into disrepute and made us worry about its integrity is pretty strange, I think. Linda, somebody wrote a book a while ago, and the title was, "It Ain't Cheating If You Don't Get Caught." Now, there's the national pastime for you.
What do you think about an 8-game suspension? Is that serious enough, not serious enough?
Well, it's in line with the other suspensions of Albert Bell and people like that who've been caught using cork bats. It's about right. I mean, baseball's in a difficult position. On the one hand, this thing has gone nuclear in a way that all those other transgressions that I told you about really didn't. On the other hand, can you make an example of Sammy? Is his breaking the rule any worse than anybody else breaking the rule in terms of how you're going to punish him, what it means to the integrity of the game? I don't really think so. So I think 8 games is about right. Sosa's real problem this year is that he isn't hitting, and that's what Cub fans are really worried about.
Sosa's going to appeal this, so that means he still gets to play in the series with the Yankees, which I guess is good news for Wrigley Field and all your friends.
Well, this is the biggest regular season series, the scalpers are telling us, that the Cubs have ever played. Now, think about that for a minute. The Yankees are in town for the first time since 1938. You know, it's amazing. It's just incredible. So, yeah, I think baseball is pretty happy that Sosa's suspension won't start until the Yankees do leave town finally.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator and a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. Ron, thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda.